All right, we are here at the 2018 Co-op Financial Services Think Conference in the middle of the desert, Phoenix, Arizona. We're here with Mr. Tim Green. How are you, Tim?
Not bad. Warm.
It is warm outside.
Very warm, but it's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat, so we can handle it. Yeah. So you are Elements Financial Vice President of Innovation there. Wow, that's quite an exciting job.
Sounds exciting, right? Yeah, it is exciting. So
I take
new job, fairly new job at Elements. So. Yeah, kind of started that job back in September. I've been with Elements 25 years.
Oh, you have? Oh, okay.
So still in school, still in college, and kind of worked my way through pretty much every department.
Good for you.
Every area, and so got a lot of experience and had a lot of opportunities, and, mm-hmm. and they kind of we kind of created this role, and it's a lot of fun. So I do a lot of research and vendor, dig into the vendors.
Vendor vetting?
Vendor vetting, all that jazz kind of helps solve the business problems. You know, folks come to me with ideas and I'll help vet them out, et cetera. So it's kind of fun. Everything kind of filters through me and then I can kind of, help guide them one way or the other and present our ideas to our senior team for approval or deferral or whatever it might be make sure we got budgeted money for it and get things slotted properly with our project management office and so again it's a lot of fun. So it's kind of one of those jobs that kind of evolving. I kind of create my own job description and kind of roll that way. So
well, kind of like the technology, it's evolving as well.
Right.
Every day is different,
I would assume. Exactly. Yeah. Yes, it's a lot of fun.
So I want to ask you a question that's not even on this thing, but how do you vet, speaking of vetting, because there's so many new technology fintechs, as we're calling them these days, there's so many of them popping up. How does a credit union vet? How do they decide what works for them, what doesn't work for them? Because there's so many choices out there right now.
There are choices, really. I mean, my big thing, it's about the integrations, right? So obviously we have, key vendors that we've chosen to work with, the Pfizers of the world, the Q2s for internet banking as an example at Elements and those things. So we're in bed with those, big players. So anything else that we want to add has to play nicely with those. So that's really, kind of the first pass. Okay. If they have integrations or are they willing to work with these vendors, the Pfizers are they're big players in the space. And some of these smaller startups maybe don't have the contacts, within the organization that want to work with them, et cetera. So again, that's probably the key, the kind of that first level is will they integrate with our key systems? Again, we don't want to have historically, maybe we've had too many systems, too many vendors that, and then a lot of overlap in what they do. So again, really streamlining the number of vendors that we have to manage and maintain and keep up on and do our due diligence on a routine basis. And
Tim, there's a white paper in here somewhere. I feel
so, maybe so. Right.
Get to work on that.
right.
While you're innovating, can you get to work on that?
Yeah.
So what are you speaking about here? You said you're speaking. You spoke yesterday. So what
spoke,
was your topic?
We did a. It was a case study, kind of a Elements example of how Elements Financial is using data, big data, right? So we kind of our journey in the data transformation, where we started 6-7 years ago with, a one person kind of data shop that just kind of was an IT function and the basic queries kind of looking backwards, always looking at kind of results, things like that, to more building a data warehouse, creating more self-service channels, dashboards, and integrating the data into our tools. Our Salesforce, for example, was a big investment for us. So how do we bring in all the data? We got data coming out the wazoo, right?
What do you do with it?
Do we understand it? Is it quality data? Again, just really talked about Elements, progression, our journey over the last 6-7 years and how we've gone from kind of a one-person shop to, 5-7 people shop,
really?
Person shop
wow.
to... kind of get the ball rolling and roles and responsibilities, data governance, those type things. So really just, wanted to give a real life example on how we built it. And again, to tell folks, there's a lot of credit unions here, big and small. Some are further along than Elements. Some haven't even started. And I think it was the message was, you got to start somewhere. Start small. We started small. We started with a one-person shop, Excel spreadsheets, an Access database. Now we're Azure in the cloud, data warehouse, CRM type stuff. So again, just to kind of talk folks off the ledge. You hear big data, and people get
freak out.
And what's that mean?
Yeah.
But so again, just give an example.
I'm glad you said start small because I can't tell you how many people that are in your very own position, innovation, technology, all that type of stuff. Just start small and just get moving forward, and then it's one step after another. And next thing you know, you're at your level. So
right. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Right.
Well done.
Thank you.
Hey, so is big data and analytics? Is it speaking of intimidating, is this intimidating as it seems? Should people be intimidated by it, or how do we get around that?
You know, honestly, I don't think so. I mean, again, the data's out there, right? Whether it's coming from, you know, all your different systems, your cores, I mean, the data's out there. A lot of them have it just kind of canned data. It's just, what do you do with it? How do you ingest it? You know, can you trust it? How do you validate it? Things like that. So, again, I think it's just, you know, it's a mindset. It's a culture, you know, shift. Again, we want to be, again, we always use data as kind of looking backwards. We wanted to look forwards, be more, I think the quote that, one of the quotes that really resonated with me here at Think was Samantha from Co-op spoke first day, and she said, data is dialogue. And that really kind of stuck with me. So how do we bring all that data into, for example, at Elements, our CRM system? How do we bring in all those data pieces and actually kind of help guide our staff on maybe next best cross sell or situations where they can kind of be that consultative person to have that dialogue, right? We're a sales culture. We want to sell products and services, but we want to make sure we're selling the right products and services, right? At Elements, we're all about financial wellness and putting folks in products and services that are going to help, you know, make their lives easier and better. Yeah. So again, that data, how do we use that data, harness that data, and bring it into easily digestible chunks for the frontline staff to kind of use without intimidating the tellers or the CSRs or the telephones, totally. Things like that, right? And it's got to be quick at their fingertips, kind of at a glance versus really, you know, digging in and having to look
like
for things.
You, right. Where you don't have to think about it. It's almost like payments. We're talking payments. You know, the best type of payments is the one that you don't have to think about. You know, it's just it just kind of happens. You know, so same thing with the data, getting access to that stuff.
Right,
just
exactly.
Very seamless. Yep. So who out there is doing a good job with data? I mean, is there anybody that off the top of your head,
I mean,
or
off the top of it, just, you know,
is there a place called Elements Financial that's doing really good?
You know, I think we're doing good things. Again, I think there's some room. Right, we're getting into again. I think we just reached the point where, okay, enough with the data. We got enough. Now let's really keep harnessing it more before we add more to the warehouse. But yeah, I think we're on the right path. You know, artificial intelligence and all that, and how that works. That's been a big theme here. So, you know, that's probably the next step in the evolution and the journey. So it'll be interesting to see how that evolves. But you know, on a personal level, you know, I think I enjoy, you know, the typical big dogs, the Amazons of the world, the retail space, how they, you know, based on, you know, purchase history or just browsing history, they can kind of target those ads. Some people get freaked out by it. I think it's great. You know,
I do too.
It's, you know, I didn't think about that. Awesome. Yeah, I'll take that too, right? Spend more money than I probably should. But
well, that's the point, isn't it?
Right, and that they're winning. But I think those are great examples. Those are real-world examples that folks can.
So having said that, though, are consumers being spoiled today by the use of data and just how it's all working right now? And then credit unions or even other organizations have to kind of live up to that Amazon experience, so to speak. So are we getting spoiled now? And
absolutely.
So everyone else has to live up to that?
Right. I mean, I think, you know, I've heard folks say at different events and conferences, you know, that's not about financial service, it's about the experience, right? The member experience. And we're competing. Yeah. We're not a financial institution. We're a tech company that offers financial solutions, right? So at Elements, you know, we've got a unique, setup that we're still single sponsor, seg-based credit union. With not a lot of branches and no plans to really build a lot of brick and mortar. So digital excellence is one of our big pillars that kind of guides us, you know, day to day. So investing in those tools instead of the brick and mortar, we're investing in the internet banking channel, the mobile channel, and the self-service channels. Again, the futurists talked a little bit today about branches kind of going away. We've all been talking about that, but you know, 3 years, 5 years, whatever, and they're going to continue to shrink. And at Elements, we don't have any plans to continue to build branches. We have 6 today, and they're all within the walls of our primary seg, so they're not even really public access in our case. So the digital channel is huge, we have members in all 50 states, 40 plus foreign countries. So that self-service mobile channel is really huge.
What's your seg, by the way?
Our primary seg was Eli Lilly and Company, a pharmaceutical company in Indianapolis. Okay. And we recently changed our name from Eli Lilly Federal Credit Union.
I remember. Okay, now I...
Yes, to Elements about 2 years ago.
Okay.
So
I apologize for missing that.
No, but that's our primary seg still to this day. And we have, you know, other segs. Our business development group does go after some other, like, Lilly segs, if you will. But really, we kind of bring, you know, financial wellness, digital excellence, and kind of that at-work, bank-at-work model. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're bringing the credit union services, the financial wellness, the seminars and events to the places of work at those particular segs. So that's kind of how we're we're kind of attacking the market, if you will. So we're not community based or anything like that. So again, that digital channel's huge for us.
Yeah, especially a global entity like you guys are. Right. All right, last question here, and you kind of actually already answered it, but I'm going to ask anyways. What's in the future for Elements? What's coming down the turnpike here? And you kind of alluded to it in your last response.
Yeah, I mean, just again, continue again, focus on the big three, right? Digital excellence, financial wellness, and the at-work banking model. So again, to continue to go after that, you know, those members in our area in the state of Indiana. That's we're based out of Indianapolis. So obviously we're all over the country as well. Yeah. But you know, that's where we're housed and things of that sort. So again, I think the future's bright. Again, we're 1.6 billion. I think we just crossed that threshold. So nice sized credit union. We want to continue to grow, and future's bright for us. So a lot of fun.
Well, good job, man. Keep up the good work there. Keep innovating.
I will
Mr. Green.
I will try.
Well done. All right. Well, we'll keep tabs on you. All right.
Okay,